Ukraine strikes drone schools and Amazon clones, while Russian elites quietly fracture. Kyiv struck what Russian officials are calling a drone university, a facility training drone operators for battlefield deployment, as well as the 18th Wildberries logistics site in a sustained campaign targeting Russia's e-commerce and distribution infrastructure. Wildberries, essentially Russia's Amazon, has seen its fulfillment network systematically attacked in a strategy designed to degrade civilian supply chains and demonstrate that the Russian interior is not a safe rear area. The more consequential development may be happening off the battlefield. Reports indicate that Russian elites, business figures, regional governors, and others who have historically been careful about any public dissent are openly breaking with Putin over both the war's conduct and the deteriorating economic situation. Sanctions exposure combined with military expenditure is producing what analysts describe as genuine economic stress among the oligarch class, reflected in ruble instability, rising inflation, and labor market distortions driven by mobilization. The Red Sea's selective targeting pattern adds a geopolitical dimension that benefits Beijing at Washington's expense. Chinese ships cross unharmed, while Saudi and Qatari vessels face attacks, suggesting the Houthis have developed a sophisticated flag discrimination capability that reflects careful management of Beijing's Gulf relationships. China collects the trade benefits of regional stability without bearing any of the security costs, a structural asymmetry that the U.S. has yet to find a compelling answer to. Meanwhile, U.S. firms are winning billions in African data center contracts, explicitly edging out Chinese competitors in a continuation of a deliberate strategy to use private capital and government-backed financing against China's Belt and Road infrastructure investments. The data center angle carries long-term strategic weight. Whoever builds the physical infrastructure tends to shape the software standards and cybersecurity architecture that runs on top of it.